All right, so a lot of you have been requesting a deep dive on Elon Musk's new role in the Trump administration.
Yeah, this is definitely not your typical cabinet appointment.
It's pretty wild, right?
Yeah, just the whole thing is so unconventional. Trump wins the 2024 election and then taps Elon Musk along with Vivek Ramaswamy to like lead this brand new department.
The Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE.
DOGE.
Catchy, isn't it?
It is catchy.
But this is not just like some funny internet meme.
Right.
It's like tasked with this huge goal.
Yeah, we're looking at an article from Al Jazeera here that really breaks it down.
Basically, DOGE is like this super high-powered consulting firm that got brought in to like try to streamline the entire government,
Right.
but with way more controversy
Oh, yeah, for sure.
and like a lot more power.
Absolutely.
They're working directly with the Office of Management and Budget,
Right.
but like it's important to note that this isn't a cabinet position,
Okay.
so it doesn't need congressional approval.
Gotcha. So Musk is basically saying he wants to cut like $2 trillion
Yeah, a whopping 2 trillion.
from the annual U.S. budget.
That's over a third of federal spending.
Wow.
And he's also talking about condensing all the government agencies.
There's like 400 and
I
something,
think it's
right?
428
Down to like
99.
99.
Yeah.
And then Ramaswamy on top of that.
Yeah, he's aiming to reduce the federal workforce by 75%,
75%.
which means like 1.5 million people
Wow.
could potentially lose their jobs.
So do we have any idea like what they're even looking at cutting?
Well, that's one of the biggest questions this all raises, right? Like,
Yeah.
what exactly do we even consider essential when it comes to government services? And like, who even gets to make that decision?
Right.
Like, these cuts would definitely impact a huge number of services
Oh, absolutely.
and just people's everyday lives.
So how does Musk even plan to achieve these massive cuts?
Right. Well,
I mean, his approach to efficiency is,
it's definitely raised some eyebrows.
yeah, to say the least.
Like, he tweeted this old Milton Friedman interview
Right.
that listed all these departments to just get rid of, which
Yeah.
kind of shows you like the ideology behind it.
It's like he's approaching this whole thing with that same like disrupt and rebuild mindset
Oh, totally.
like he had at Twitter.
Yeah, and remember like his time at Twitter was all about mass layoffs,
Oh yeah.
which made the whole platform super unstable.
Right.
So if that's how he's going to handle government reform,
Oh man.
it's a little scary.
It's a little terrifying.
And then there was that tweet where he made fun of that research project.
The one with the
Yeah, spraying alcoholic rats with bobcat urine.
bobcat urine.
I
I
know.
remember that
He
because,
like totally simplified it,
yeah, he was mocking it.
totally overlooking the actual context. Well,
Oh, yeah.
believe it or not, that research is actually part of this bigger study on alcoholism and PTSD in military veterans.
Wow.
So, like, this kind of communication, especially from someone with so much power, it can be so damaging. It undermines scientific literacy.
And just erodes public trust in important research.
And what's even more worrying is that he's already publicly gone after specific government employees on X,
Oh, yeah.
which has led to them being harassed online.
Exactly. Like, these aren't just like theoretical concerns.
Right.
They're having real-world consequences already.
It's scary.
It is.
Like, what is happening?
And you know, when we're talking about potential disruptions to the government, we can't forget about Schedule F.
Right, Schedule F.
That Trump-era executive order
That reclassifies tons of civil servants as at-will employees.
basically making them way easier to fire.
It never actually went into effect during Trump's first term.
Right. But now,
Now, who knows?
if it gets reinstated, it could totally change the stability of the civil service.
Like, imagine all that experience just gone.
Years of expertise vanishing overnight.
And what about the people who stay?
Right? Like, will they even want to speak up
It could be so
to
damaging.
the effectiveness of the government? Absolutely. And then what kind of workforce is Musk even thinking about for this like streamlined government?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Remember that tweet where DOGE was looking for unpaid high IQ people?
Oh, yeah, the ones who are subscribed to X.
Yeah, like, is that even feasible?
I mean, some people might say attracting top talent is good even if they're not paid,
Right.
but it feels kind of elitist.
Yeah.
And can you really run a government with basically volunteers?
I mean, it's definitely risky.
Very risky.
And speaking of risky, let's talk about conflicts of interest.
Oh, yeah, we can't ignore that.
Like, Musk has so many business ties to the government already.
It's a lot to untangle.
SpaceX gets billions in government contracts,
Right. And then there's Tesla.
which works with all sorts of
And
agencies.
don't forget about Starlink.
It's like, how is this even
It's
allowed?
kind of unprecedented.
And it's not like his companies have the best relationships with government agencies.
Definitely not.
He's criticized the NLRB.
the NTSB,
the DOJ,
the SEC.
The list goes on. And now he's in charge of influencing those same agencies.
While also pushing for less bureaucracy.
Which would totally benefit his businesses.
It's just ethically complicated.
Can he even be impartial?
Ethics experts don't think so.
What about legal experts?
It's kind of a gray area.
Right, because advisory roles have different rules.
But transparency is key.
Well, Musk has said he'll follow the Federal Advisory Committee Act.
Right, and make his recommendations public.
Which is good.
It's a good first step.
But it still feels iffy.
Yeah, transparency is important, but it doesn't solve everything.
Can someone with his level of involvement really serve the public good?
Without their own interests getting in the way.
It's tough.
Really tough.
And then there's the whole Trump and Musk dynamic.
Which is interesting, to say the least.
They haven't exactly seen eye to eye.
Especially on China.
Trump's tough on China stance could really hurt Musk's companies.
Right, because they rely so much on Chinese supply chains.
It's like Musk is walking into a trap.
It is kind of ironic.
He's joining a government he's constantly criticizing.
And serving a president who might harm his businesses.
What do you make of this whole dynamic?
It's definitely full of contradictions.
Yeah.
You've got Musk, who loves innovation and disruption.
Right.
And then you've got Trump, who represents nationalist policies and protectionism.
It's a total clash of ideologies.
Which could either lead to something amazing.
Or total disaster.
Exactly.
I mean, they're both pretty unpredictable.
It's hard to imagine this being anything but chaotic.
But then again, maybe they'll find some weird balance.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe this will be the ultimate test for Musk. You know, can he actually navigate all this complexity?
And find solutions where everyone else just sees problems.
It's a high-stakes gamble. For sure.
Huge stakes.
With potential for huge rewards or catastrophic failures.
And it's not just them taking the gamble either.
No, it's the whole country.
The whole country.
So let's bring it back around to like the average person listening to this.
Right.
We've talked about potential cuts that could impact millions of people. This approach to efficiency that raises questions about leadership and scientific integrity, conflicts of interest that make you wonder about impartiality.
Definitely.
And this political dynamic that seems like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
So what does it all mean for, you know, everyday people?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is to stay informed and stay engaged.
Yeah.
Don't just like read the headlines and move on.
Right.
Actually dig deeper.
Question everything.
Question everything.
And consider all sides.
Yeah. We're in uncharted territory here.
Absolutely.
And being an active, informed citizen is more important now than ever.
It's so easy to get caught up in the hype.
Especially with people like Musk and Trump.
Oh, yeah. They're masters of attention.
But we have to remember that their decisions impact all of us.
They really do.
We're talking about essential services, people's jobs, the way our government even functions.
It's not just a game.
This is about the future of our country.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with this question, and I hope it's a question that sticks with you too.
All right.
Can a system as massive as the U.S. government really be disrupted and reformed like this?
Yeah.
Or is this all just going to be a huge chaotic mess?
Only time will tell.
I guess we'll see.
But one thing's for sure, we're living in a time of massive change.
And uncertainty.
And how we deal with this moment will determine what happens for generations to come.
So stay curious. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This is your future,
right.
And it's worth fighting for.